There's something special about kids and Christmas, isn't there? They see things with a whole different eyes than we see. And the stories we hear at Christmas are amazing, aren't they? We've heard the Christmas story tonight in a variety of ways. We've seen it in video that have talked about different elements of the Christmas story. We've sang songs that describe what God did for us when He came to earth that first time. We've heard from the Bible. We've heard the actual Christmas story as it's described in the very Word of God. We've even heard a story about a mouse who finds out what Christmas is all about. We've heard stories about a baby in a manger. Stories of Mary and Joseph and shepherds and angels. We've talked about hope and love and joy and peace. We've talked about new beginnings. We've talked about light shining in the darkness. But if you've been with us at all over the month of December, you know we've been talking about how this Christmas story, all these things that we read about in the Bible, all these things we celebrate at Christmas, that it's more than just a story. There's something more to it than just a story that we pull out at Christmas. We read to our kids, or we read when we sit around the tree before we open presents, or whatever your tradition is, or we talk about it for a whole month at church. It's more than just a story. First of all, it's a very important historical event. I mean, you all know this already, but history itself is divided by the birth of Christ. Right? When we think about it, and when we talk about it, we talk about those dates B.C., before Christ. And then after the birth of Christ, it changes to dates that are A.D., which doesn't stand for after death, by the way. It stands for Anno Dominus, which means in the year of our Lord. You see, that was set up a little while later, after Jesus was born. Some people decided we need a way to keep track of the dates. And they decided to use the birth of Christ as the dividing point between what happened before, what happened after. Now, they got the dates a little bit wrong. Jesus was actually born about 4 BC, but they did their best, and we now know better from other research. But it doesn't matter. What matters is that the birth of Christ is so important that it divides history as we know it. So it's more than just a story. It's history. It is an actual event that took place. It was important enough that we molded our calendar around it. But it's more than just a historical event. You see, the same Jesus whose birth story we build nativity scenes about, whose birth story we tell at Christmas time, we talk about mangers and angels and babies, and that same Jesus is alive today and still at work in the world. You see, the first Christmas marked an event in history, a dividing point, a new beginning, if you will. We've talked about the age of grace, but even if you just look at the numbers, it starts a new calendar. And Jesus still today offers new beginnings, new life, new hope for all who would put their faith and their trust in Him. The first Christmas also brought promises. Remember what the angels said? They promised hope and love and joy and peace. Hope was for the Jews. They had held on to this hope for so long of a Messiah, someone who would come and rescue them. Love. We've talked about God's love, haven't we? That very, very famous verse in the Bible. You all know it, right? For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son. And whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's the love that came into the world with Jesus. Joy promised by the angels. Remember they said, we bring tidings of great joy, which will be for all people. We're not talking about circumstantial happiness where we're like, yay, that good thing happened, or yay, it's snowing outside, I'm happy. No, joy that comes up from inside of us because of the knowledge we have of our position with God because of Jesus Christ. And then peace. Peace, it's again promised by the angels. It's in the name of Jesus. We call Him the Prince of Peace, don't we? The angels promised peace. And it was a peace like no other. It's a peace that is now available for us to have between us and God because of Jesus. And the first Christmas, the birth of Christ, brought all of that to the people of that day, all those promises. And I want to tell you right now that Jesus still offers to each one of us hope and love and joy and peace. It wasn't just for then. It wasn't just for that moment in history. It continues today, for now, because Jesus still offers it. We talked this morning about how Jesus didn't stay in the manger, right? He grew up. He became a man. And the reason we have this cross here behind the manger scene is to remind us of why He came. He came to give His life for us on the cross. But it didn't end there, right? He rose again from the dead, and He lives forever at the right hand of God. He lives right now. And that's why He can still offer us all the same things He offered that first Christmas. It's not just a story. It's not just a moment in time or a historical event. Jesus Christ is alive and living today and ready to work in our lives. We just have to give ourselves to Him. We just have to accept His gift of love. We have to accept the hope that He offers. We just have to accept it. It's a gift. It's the greatest Christmas gift you could ever imagine. And it's just there waiting for us. Some of us have accepted it. Many of you, I know, have accepted that gift already. But sometimes we don't really use our gift. They get tucked away in a closet and forgotten about. Jesus wants to work in your life every moment of every single day. That is His desire for you. You see, there's one other thing that we talked about, and that Jesus is the light of the world. See, Jesus came to earth to shine a light in the darkness. It says that the people who were living in darkness had seen a great light. The Jews were living in darkness. They didn't fully understand all that God had planned. No one did. Until Jesus came and He shone His light on life, on the world, on the way things should really be, on the way God really wanted us to live, on how we could restore our relationship with God. Jesus is the light of the world, and He came to bring light. Jesus is still the light of the world today, tomorrow, and the next day. Did you know that even the Quran says Jesus is the light of the world? Today and every day, Jesus will continue to be the light of the world, the light that we need to shine in our darkness. We have these candlelight services, Christmas Eve. You ever wondered why candles? Why twinkling lights? I don't know where it came from. I guess if I Googled it, someone would tell me. But for me, and I hope for you, it's a reminder that Jesus came to bring light into our lives. And we celebrate that fact today. We want to celebrate it in a very tangible way right now. At the front here, we have some candles. There's four of these little boxes. I'm going to spread them out here just to make it easier for everyone. I want you to come up to the front. Kind of a symbolic coming to the front to receive the light. To receive the light that Jesus brought to us and that He still brings to us. Now, they're not real candles because the fire marshal doesn't like that. And our custodian doesn't like cleaning wax out of the carpet. But there's a little switch on the bottom. And there you go. You just turn it on and you've got a candle. When you come up here at the front and get one, musicians are going to play while we do that, just quietly. You guys can go ahead, whenever you're ready. And I want you to come now. Come and get one. Take it back to your seat. And just remain standing. And then we're going to sing together. So come forward, help yourself. Come and get the light and take it with you.